This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. On the 100th day of her first term Tuesday, Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry gave her first State of the City address. Among the many topics covered, the mayor said her administration is in early talks with a private developer on the feasibility of revitalizing the former Mesker Amphitheater, which has been closed since 2012.
I know for many, this is a crown jewel of Evansville. And while I don't want to overpromise, I am cautiously optimistic that we will have news in the coming months.
Terry also reiterated that the long-awaited Vault on Main mixed-use project in downtown Evansville is slated for completion in 2026 after breaking ground next month. CPI Card Group, a payments technology company headquartered in Littleton, Colorado, is planning to double its footprint in Northeast Indiana. The company said Tuesday it is investing tens of millions of dollars to build and equip a new 80,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Fort Wayne, though a specific dollar figure was not provided. While no new jobs are being committed with the facility, the company's 160 Fort Wayne employees will be retained. Construction is slated for completion in mid-2025. Goodwill Industries of Michiana will break ground this afternoon on a new space inside a former Sears department store building. The organization plans to use half of the 109,000-square-foot building, which will house a variety of services, including a new Excel Center High School for adults. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Earlier this year, CDFI-friendly Evansville region named Taylor Price as its founding executive director. Price is an Evansville native who brings banking, mortgage lending, and not-for-profit experience to the organization. In a Q&A for our Evansville Region Report newsletter, Price said the job aligned perfectly with her skills and goals.
I remember whenever the job was posted, one of the founders of CDFI Finley America, she emailed it to me. And I remember opening it and I remember reading it and it's saying, you know, we're looking for an executive director for CDFI Finley Evansville. This person, you know, needs to have banking experience, lending experience, nonprofit experience, startup nonprofit experience, bilingual preference. And I'm looking at all of these boxes and I'm like, oh my gosh, check, check, check. And it's not just me. Like other people have told me, they're like, oh my God, this position is perfect for you. I cannot imagine anyone else but you doing this. And that's honestly how I feel about it. I feel as if every step I've taken in my professional adult career has been leading me to the red carpet, has been the red carpet that's been leading me to CDFI Friendly. You know, I feel like I am exactly where I am supposed to be. And the fact that the hiring board and all of the committees, you know, believe strongly in my ability to lead this organization, it is met with just ineffable gratitude.
You can view the full Q&A at insideindianabusiness.com. The University of Notre Dame announced Tuesday a new research center on the study of virtue ethics named after the school's outgoing president. The university said the Reverend John Jenkins Center for Virtue Ethics will support research that advances human flourishing in both moral and spiritual contexts, develop undergraduate courses on topics such as justice and the common good, and deepen the ethical formation of Notre Dame students and faculty. The center will be part of the Notre Dame Ethics Initiative, a university-wide effort to establish the school as a global destination for the study of ethics. Virtue ethics will be a key area of focus, as well as technology ethics, business ethics, and environmental ethics. TechPoint CEO Ting Goody is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.